Man, I had a great weekend last weekend. I didn't do anything I planned. We had a random hailstorm come through and dropped more water in one, you know, hour than any other rainstorm we had all season long. And this was at night, so in the morning everything was wet, and there was just too good of an opportunity not to spend all day on a tractor. I got more done and one day on the tractor than I would have gotten in 4 months.
Yeah.
With that rain, you know, you can't waste that soil working condition we have. This
absolutely, and the same is true when it rains in our yards in using hand tools, and it's a great time to reshape your berms around your trees, do a little bit of building of soils and other things to retain water on your property. You know, it's a great time to do. Actually, we sometimes even went out there while the rain is falling. And the water's actually running in the yard, because then you can see where it's running, where it's going, and you can kind of control it and kind of work with the water while it's running and pooling in your yard. And it's a good time rather than wait until after it's already soaked in, then you don't really realize where it was traveling. And yeah, we were just discussing that the other day with one of my customers about how to retain the water and actually utilize it, because he doesn't have gutters on his house. And that's really good, because if you put gutters up, you've automatically robbed water from a bunch of trees and plants that used to have it. So although gutters are a benefit, it does redistribute the runoff from the rain from the roof, which used to go to other plants nearby. So keep that in mind. I was recommending that he not put gutters up there, because all those plants that were on that side of the house are benefiting from that rainfall that comes right off the edge of the roof. But he was just trying to wonder how to keep the rutting down. We were trying to think of ways to kind of redirect that water to some of the trees that are already there and let them benefit, rather than let it run right down the slope and into the street and into the city sewer system. Better to try to capture that and keep it on the property if you can. And it's a good time to do that right after it rains.
Because exactly.
You can see it, and the ground is moist, and you can start working the soil with your rake and shovel, and makes a lot lighter work for
now,
sure.
Now, what it did let me do the whole day sitting on the tractor, I know you're obviously paying attention to the work you're doing, but I got to do a lot of looking around, and I've got my top five trees I'm going to get pruned this weekend.
Cool.
On your fall pruning talking points, deciduous versus non-deciduous, if something's going dormant, can we be a little bit more aggressive with our pruning shaping and save it through to not have to do another winter one and carry that into the next spring's bloom?
Yeah, we do a lot of our pre-monsoon trimming in May and June. And as we turn the corner into fall, you can start to increase the pruning on certain tree species. In fact, people ask me, you know, what tree should I prune in the fall? You know, what trees, you know, it's probably a better question to ask is what trees should you not prune in the fall? Depending on the dosage of pruning and the species, many trees can be pruned all year long if the dosage is low and you're just doing a little grooming and trimming here and there. If you're going to be doing any kind of significant pruning, definitely you don't want to be trimming frost-sensitive trees, your citrus, your other trees that tend to freeze in the winter. This is a time when they are, you know, building up a winter coat, so to speak, and you don't want to be taking that winter coat off just as we turn the corner into the cooler weather. So you don't want to set those up for a deeper freeze, because the plants freeze from the outside in. So if they have a nice full winter coat, then they might lose the outer foot of the foliage, but the interior of the plant and some of the heavier, more significant wood and branches will still remain protected. So you want to be sure you go very lightly on any frost-sensitive tree species, except for some minor grooming. But some of the other trees, more vigorous tree species, you can be a little more aggressive. This time of year, the mesquites and the olives and the sumacs and the eucalyptus, which you might have done a little bit of pruning on earlier in the spring and summer, they could use a little bit of a second pruning, if you will. Some of the more vigorous trees, like our mesquites, we actually have some customers who ask us to come out a couple of times a year because they like their trees to look nice as they turn the corner into the holiday season, when their home is going to be they want it to look nice for guests and so forth. And if they go through a long summer of the trees pushing a lot of heavy growth, this is a time when they don't want them to be looking shaggy and ragged as they start inviting guests over. So we do sometimes a little second, you know, minor trimming of some tree species like your mesquites and the more vigorous trees.
Well, we've got more talking points to go through, but let's get Mike's question on the air real quick at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mike, go ahead.
Hi. Got a quick question. Have a redbud tree that actually came from Georgia as a little sapling. My dad grew it up, had it in my yard for like 19 years, and all of a sudden, this summer, branch by branch has been dying off. Pulled the rocks away from it, have mulch around it. Didn't know if there's anything special for a redbud. Have some Arizona fertilizer on it.
All right. Well, we'll continue that conversation after the bottom of the hour news break, along with your questions at 1-888-767-4348. We got to talk citrus fertilizing as well. Can't escape the fall season without getting a little fertilizer on, as well as soil temperatures.